It is Friday morning, which means it's time again for StoryCorps. In cities across this country, the project records interviews between everyday people. And today, we hear from Stacy Cooper and Karen Smith. Stacy Cooper was on her own in 1999. When she was pregnant, she did not feel ready to raise a child. At the time, Karen Smith and her husband were looking to adopt. So the two women agreed to what's called an open adoption. Stacy Cooper remembers how that began.
I really at first didn't want to pick the parents, but I went through adoption agency. That would give me information about certain families and just look them over. And I kept going back to your profile, if you would call it that. And I just, I knew. It was something about what you had written in there about how I think, you know, the adoption is a really selfless act. And that was one thing that really stuck with me. I definitely think we made the right choice, and I'm real happy that I decided to meet you, because I don't think right now I could have it any other way.
Well, Anna looks a lot like you, Stacy. Every time I see her eyes in particular, and, you know, when she's got a lot of emotion, she has this way of kind of flushing. It's just amazing. It's just so you. What is the best of you that you hope she always keeps?
I really just hope that she has, a love for life, that she doesn't feel held back by anything. You know, that if she feels like she wants to do something, she'll stop at nothing and she will do it.
Mm-hmm. And she's this spunky little thing. She's always got these things that she has to say. She's had the biological questions of, did I grow in you? So it's
right.
Like, no, matter-of-factly, no, you grew in Stacy. And I'll talk to her about, I think you're going to be tall. And I'll say, that's because both your birth parents are tall. And she has at times said to me, you know, you're my real mother. And I'll say, no, you know, we're both real. She's your real birth mother. I'm your real adoptive mother.
Right, there you go.
I'm prepared for one day the question, or maybe the teen angst, you know, comment of, you're not my real mother.
Really? You're ready? Okay.
So I think the toughest questions are yet to come. So what do you hope your relationship will look like with Anna when she's an adult?
I want to see her grow up. You know, I think at some point when she turns 18, if she chooses to have me come to special events in her life, that would be up to you. And I think she would ask you anyway.
I would want you there for special events in her life. And I want you to know that every year I remember just as plainly as the first day just how grateful I am being able to be a mother. You gave me a gift that I could just never, never thank you enough for.
And that goes both ways. Somebody's raising, you know, the baby that I had. I mean, that's an incredible thing. It really is.
Stacy Cooper and Karen Smith at StoryCorps in Hartford, Connecticut. Their conversation will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at NPR.org.